It is time for a check on sports right now here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. That's not coming out right. I had the water boy all queued up for talking about, that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass is all about. And there was a can of whoop-ass out there last night at the national championship game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you and I both knew that, right?
Yeah, Clemson, I thought they'd beat Alabama, but I didn't think they'd crush them like they did. And it wasn't, Alabama came out of the block early and scored two touchdowns, and once Clemson's defense settled in, this could have been even worse for Alabama. So 44-16, and Clemson's defense, they stood strong. I think they stopped Alabama three or four times on fourth down inside the red zone. Just a tremendous job by Clemson yesterday on both sides of the ball.
And
the quarterback, he's just a freshman.
Yeah.
Man, this kid's good. And they got tons of underclass receivers and running backs that produced yesterday. Clemson's going to be around for at least two more years.
Yeah, the kid, I'm really impressed with that quarterback. He reminds me of a young Peyton Manning.
I think he's better than young Peyton Manning.
He's the kid's got the world in front of him, and he's a level-headed kid.
You know what the difference between Peyton Manning and him is?
Why?
This kid won a national championship as a freshman. Peyton Manning never won a national championship.
Yeah, kid is amazing. And once again, another stupid faked field goal call with a run into the middle of the line. Speechless once again. Speechless.
Well, they were desperate at that time. The game was about to get away from them, and that just helped it even more. They knew that they couldn't keep kicking field goals in that game. They could have settled for the three, but the only thing three would have done was made this game 44-19. They needed a touchdown. They knew it. They couldn't get it. Maybe they could have run a better play, but I don't disagree with that call there.
Well, Clemson is just has defeated Alabama
two out of four times.
Yeah.
So next year will be round five. you could pencil it in already.
Yeah. These two will be in the national championship game again.
Yep, and, this year, I don't think Alabama was as good as they were in previous years. In my opinion, they were lucky to beat Georgia in the SEC championship. They played Oklahoma, and they looked like a whirlwind coming out, and then all of a sudden, they weren't playing as good as they were, which was a little bit of a question mark coming into today's game, yesterday's game, rather. And Clemson found the weaknesses, and 16 points is all Alabama scored.
Yeah.
I mean, Clemson played great on both sides of the ball, like I already said. That's about it. That's all you can say about it. Clemson totally, totally outplayed Alabama last night. Outplayed, outcoached, out everything.
I've been impressed with that kid at quarterback all year long whenever I've seen him play.
Yeah, I couldn't believe first time I saw him play, I couldn't believe he was a freshman.
Yeah.
He got a strong arm, too.
And he stays in there. I mean, he took a couple of shots on a couple of his tosses that turned out perfect. The kid's got guts and moxie too on top of it all.
He made passes last night that quarterbacks in the NFL can't make.
Yeah, amazing.
That one in between players and over players into the end zone for I think was their fifth touchdown. That was just an amazing pass.
Well, anyways, I was kind of hoping that he was like 2 years ahead because the Giants could draft him.
if he gets drafted by the Giants, I'm going to wreck my house.
You know, I thought about that when I said, boy, Mike doesn't want to have the Giants drafting this guy.
The Giants won't get him.
I know, that's too far.
He won't go. Why he would? He'd be crazy to go to the Giants because they don't throw the ball enough.
Well, it's not going to be his choice.
Oh, it was John Elway's choice.
Yeah, I know, but this kid's John Elway. Well, anyways, yeah, I guess he always could hold out and demand a trade and stuff like that.
Well, so, here's the thing. I think that if you're an underclassman and you declare for the draft, you can go back to school. People have done that before.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's going to declare for the draft. I don't think he's that type of.
No, he's playing two more years.
Yeah, at bare minimum. And you know what? If they win the national championship the next 2 years, he'll stay for a senior year, too.
Who's going to beat them?
Yeah. I have no idea. You're absolutely right. I have no idea.
Who's going to? Because all of those wideouts and defensive players, except for the two linemen, they're all coming back. This team lost a lot of players last year. They retooled and won the championship. Great job by Dabo Swinney.
And they almost didn't hire, Clemson almost didn't hire Dabo Swinney when he came to when they were going to coach him. A lot of people complained about him.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the way it's turned out.
Yep.
Amazing. Yep. Amazing.
Guy's a good coach, good team, good quality recruiting. And when you're as strong as Clemson is with being in or about to play the national championship game for 4 years in a row, you're just going to keep getting good athletes.
All right. The Yankees re-signed Zach Britton to a 3-year, $39 million deal for their bullpen.
And they're still looking for another arm in a bullpen.
Yeah. The Mets moved David Wright into the front office.
Should have done it 4 years ago.
That's right. The guy was just all beat up. I mean, gosh.
He was a corpse trying to play.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Where else do we want to go in sports?
Well, we didn't go over our picks because I was just ill. I'm still ill today, but I'm good enough to do the show, but I'm going right back to sleep.
All right, so let's go over the picks.
You were 2-2. You won with Indiana and Baltimore and lost with Seattle and Chicago. And I was 1-3. The only winner I had was the Chargers.
The NFL.
A joke that football is, boy. Let me tell you.
But we both were correct. We both picked the national championship. We both picked Clemson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Chicago game. That Chicago game.
They basically gift wrapped a touchdown for the Eagles. They being the referees.
Yeah.
And I know people out there saying, "Oh, it's part of the game. It's this. It's that." Well, here's the thing. If it is part of the game, then it should be done all the time.
Yeah, consistency. That's the
not
whole thing.
Not just on one particular drive.
That's the whole thing about NFL officiating and about Major League umpiring. You can make a call a certain way, make it all the time.
All the time.
It's called the players for the game to be played like it should be played. The players need consistent rules. Can you imagine if they took rules? Like, okay, and just change them on a whim. Like, okay, you're out of the baseline, but that's okay. You can be out of the baseline this time, and you're safe at second.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I know.
That's the whole thing that you have to look at.
I mean, I was watching that Eagle-Chicago game, and then when Chicago had the ball, the Eagles' DBs were holding the Chicago wideouts all over the place. Not one flag dropped. Right. Not one flag dropped.
But to show you how bad the NFL really is,
it's wrestling.
You've got the Cowboys and the Eagles among the remaining eight teams.
Yeah, eight teams.
Yeah, from one of the weakest divisions in football. So
the Eagles play the Saints this week, right?
Yeah,
they're going to get smacked. They're going to need more than referees to win this weekend.
Yeah, so that tells you a lot about.
I mean, I've watched football more this weekend than probably I've watched in the last 7 years, and now I understand why I haven't watched it for 7 years, and I'll go back into my cave and not watch it again.
All right, you know what I've been watching a lot of? It's the 20th anniversary of The Sopranos. HBO is running every episode back to back to back to back.
Oh, I don't have HBO. I can't afford it.
No, but I'll tell you, it's such a good show.
Hey, my father lived the real Sopranos. He was born and raised on Mulberry Street.
I know, but I'm just saying, as a television show, it's a real good television show. I watched it 20 years ago, and I'm watching it again now.
So. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Well, you lived it. You didn't have to watch it.
That's right.
You got the real deal.
That's right.
All right. Well, all right. I'll go back to bed and pull the covers up over your head.
Amoxicillin, Cepacol, or whatever the heck it is, and back to sleep.
All right. Take care of yourself, and maybe we'll speak to you tomorrow if you feel better.
No, I better be better tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.